Well, Isaac, how's another year of Code College tennis? I've been following on the website and all the releases. It sounds like you're having another great spring.
Yeah, it's been a really great spring for us. And we're getting towards the end. We've had a pretty successful conference season so far, and we'll wrap up our last two conference matches this weekend and get ready for the postseason.
Has everything that you thought it would be, going into the spring season, everything, singles, doubles, and as far as the team, has it gone how you expected?
I'd say as far as the team, I think things have gone a lot better than expected, but a little bit different as far as, like, who's stepped up and what parts of the lineup. I mean, we've had freshmen that came in with, like, a lot of raw potential, but, one of our freshmen has been doing really well and has been contributing for us a lot in the lineup, and had some very good results against good teams, and even some close losses against some nationally ranked teams. So it's been a very pleasant surprise this spring.
And your team's been ranked as well this spring, haven't they?
Yeah, so that was, the ITA, the Intercollegiate Tennis Association. I think they're transitioning to a new form of ranking. So I think they've gone away with the monthly polls or however they do it, and gone to some sort of algorithm to rank us. So that was a pleasant surprise for us. Realistically, I think we all knew it might have been a little bit of an exaggeration, but we all believe that we're a good team, and we're right up there with all those other ranked teams.
16-9 record. I'm sure a very challenging schedule each and every time out to conference. I see you're 5-1. So, but again, you've got some tough teams in your schedule, don't you?
Yeah. So we're kind of done with our tough part of the schedule, until we get to the end of our conference tournament. But beginning of the year, it just goes rapid fire, like good teams after good teams. So we're in a really good spot for college tennis in the Midwest. Played some of the good Wisconsin schools. Carthage and Whitewater is always a powerhouse. We're fortunate enough to have a good team and a good rivalry with Luther in our conference. So a lot of good competition, a lot of opportunities to get better.
I see you went to Orlando, Florida for spring break. I bet you enjoyed that trip in the kind of almost a little bit of winter months there in March, didn't you?
Yeah, I always find about when spring break comes, I'm about ready for it because it seems like winter in Iowa lasts just a bit longer than it does back home. So that's always a fun trip. We always get a house with all of the guys, and it's about perfect timing. By the end of the week, you're kind of sick of living with them. So it's good. Don't have to focus on school, just playing tennis and playing good teams.
How about the team as a whole? And you're three for you, if I'm not mistaken. So team as a whole, has it been one of the best squads you've had?
Yeah, I'll say just each year I feel like the guys we get on the team are really great guys with good character and great guys to be around, and obviously great tennis players. But the sophomores are some of the guys I'm closest to, and it's like a really good culture, and everyone's willing to work hard, and we're all very close to each other, so it's been a really good experience.
I think I saw there's four seniors on the roster, if I'm not mistaken. I take it this is it for them, and then you're going to become that elder statesman coming up next year, aren't you?
Yeah, it's really gone by fast, and I've talked about it with some of my classmates, and they see it the same way, just how fast it's gone by and how much we're going to miss them. And it's kind of weighing on us, like the responsibilities that we're going to have to take on. And but yeah, it'll be exciting. It'll be kind of a new challenge to be the figure that a lot of the team looks up to, but it'll be a good experience.
And you feel like, obviously you feel like your game's got a lot better from your sophomore year down to your junior year?
Yeah, I do. And it's really strange because I've actually, as far as results go, this hasn't been one of my better years, but, when I'm hitting in practice and the way I feel in matches, I feel better than I ever have been. So I think that speaks a lot about how much our team has grown and maybe even the state of D3 tennis, around the area. You see a lot of teams that are growing their programs, which is really good to see. But as far as my game, feeling about as strong as I ever have been, and ground strokes are feeling good, starting to figure out my serve. So, it's good to look forward to next year as well.
American Rivers Conference Tournament, you kind of touched on that. It's coming up next week, and that's the big one. You want to do well. You have to do well to continue your season and move on. Is that the case?
Yep, that's the case. So we'll, depending on how things shake out this weekend, looks like we're probably going to have a rematch of last weekend's matchup against Central for the semifinal. And then, the last probably 20 years, it's been us and Luther in the final, and that's going to be a really good match this year. In the regular season, we ended up losing that one 2-5, but it was, if you followed the live scores, it's about as close of a 2-5 loss that can possibly be. So, it's going to be really great day for D3 tennis. And if we end up on the winning side of that, we'll head to regionals, which will probably be in St. Peter, Minnesota at Gustavus Adolphus.
What do you plan on doing this summer? Are you getting to the point where you stay there as for the summer at college, or do you plan on coming home?
Yeah, so the last 2 years I've stayed here on campus to do research. This summer I'm probably going to head home for a couple weeks, and then I'm going to go to Lincoln. I have an internship with the Department of Insurance there.
Starting to look to the working world, aren't you, a little bit, Isaac? Working world, making some money.
I know. I keep repeating this, but it really came so fast that now all of a sudden I have to think about getting a real job and leaving college. So, it's been another thing to take on, along with tennis and academics too, is thinking ahead to that. And
Well, you'll always be a tennis player. Yeah, I mean, you can play tennis forever, and when you get married, have a wife and kids, you can teach the kids. I'm sure they'll be pretty good. Or I don't know, maybe be a coach someday. I'm not for sure, but you might not have time for that.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about that as well. Sometimes I think I'd like to coach. Sometimes I don't know if I had kids, if I'd want me coaching them. But I do really like the sport and what it's done for me. So if I could find a meaningful way to pass that on to some future generations, I'd definitely love to do that.